B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, before we bring the heat, there is some breaking news outside of the sports world. Delta Airlines is actually going to cut capacity by 40% and park up to 300 of their aircrafts. The speed of the demand fall off is unlike anything we've seen, and we've seen a lot in our business. That's from the CEO, Ed Bastian.
Yes.
Crazy.
That and you kind of figure that such would happen. There's a good question I should have asked them. You're right about that with Delta, and you got to think about airlines. But my buddy Roy said, ask Dr. Mike about restaurant food takeout. You know, what about the takeout pizza and stuff like that? Can stuff be cooked? And, you know, where does that come into play? I'll text him question.
Yeah, please do, because the wife is coming back from Atlantic City, and she said, oh, I stopped at a fast food joint, grabbed you something. I was like, all right, thanks.
Yeah, you
know
what?
See if I eat it when I get home.
Let me text him that and see what he says. You know, where he stands on takeout food. All right.
I feel bad for people who work in the restaurant business. I actually saw a good tweet yesterday saying, you know, if you have a favorite spot that you like to go to a lot, but you're not going to because of the virus, buy a gift card right now because they get the money immediately.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you're actually still giving money to that restaurant. And now, whenever things are cleared up, you'll have that money for the next time you go.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's a great, I forget who tweeted that out.
That's a great idea.
So, you know, if you have a spot that you're worried that they might take a nice hit, because every restaurant's going to take a hit. Let's face it. You know, put down $100 to a gift card so they get the money and then.
That's a good idea. You know. It really is. All right, let me get Mark's been hanging in and we'll get to bring the heat. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Ann, how you doing?
How you doing, brother? How's it down in Miami?
It's a little crazy. It reminds me that snowbirds look like they already left, and there's no toilet paper or any sanitizer in the supermarkets.
Wow.
I mean, you know, but driving is much easier.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can imagine that much.
I wanted to change the subject.
Yeah,
if you don't mind.
Sure.
Something a little lighter.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I didn't get a chance to call. You were talking about 4-for-4 sports.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was a kid, it was 3-for-3, but I want to tell you how I fell in love with hockey. I'm 8 years old, my brother's 6. We used to go to the Philadelphia Arena to skate on Sundays. It was 4 hours for 90 cents. My mother had left, and she had to go somewhere, and she came back a little late. And my brother and I are sitting there. And all of a sudden, these guys in uniforms start walking in. And they got scars on their faces like comic books, you know, going straight down and then the cross ones going across.
Yeah.
I never seen anything like it. It was the Philadelphia Ramblers, and they were practicing.
Get out.
Yep. And I didn't know what it was. You know, somebody told me these are hockey players.
Get out of here. So
move that to 1965, I think. There used to be a show called Sports Spectacular on CBS, Channel 10. It was kind of like Wild World Sports.
Yeah.
And they showed the third period of the National Hockey League, which was only 6 teams in there. Now, I remember the first game because I was with 2 friends. It was Montreal against Chicago.
Wow.
And I never saw anything like it. And that's with Jacques Prime from Montreal. And I think...
Jacques Prime. Look at that.
And Hall was playing for Chicago, and he had no mask.
Yeah, oh my God. Jeez, could you imagine? Like, because they talked about it, that you can't play goalie. Do you play goalie without a mask? Could you imagine?
And Jacques Prime was the first, and nobody else did.
Yeah, oh my God, that's amazing.
Now segue that to 1967. Philadelphia Flyers. This is what you had to be a fan to watch. You got to remember, it was on Channel 48. With rabbit ears that some one of your boys had a hold because 48 was the lowest wattage and you had snow. To find a puck in the snow was an amazing thing.
Wow. That is awesome.
And I fell in love with hockey ever since.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That is so me. Oh my God. That's awesome. That's a great story.
I just wanted to lighten it up a little bit.
I love that.
Okay?
That's pretty cool, man. Good stuff. I appreciate that, Mark. Isn't that cool? Like, man, you fell in love with hockey?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's awesome.
That's pretty neat, man. I love that stuff. That is so cool. Curious, because we'll get to bring the heat coming up in just a second. But when you go home, you know, we always talk about, like, our weekend, and you're going to be on the air tomorrow. And
yeah.
So, you and the bro will be here tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of this kind of thing. I mean, we really are, you know, what we're lacking right now is all the diversions and, you know, all that stuff that takes our mind off of things. But our mind needs to be focused right now, right? I mean, I think that's the biggest key. I think you got to remember that. Let's go to where are we at. All right, let's do the Bring the Heat. All right, let's try that.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Boys, I am all for the welfare of the country, but I'm telling you right now, I am broken. You mean to tell me that the NBA will not continue this season? This is going to be called the lost season in the NBA in 2020. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I started the show off by describing the back page of the New York Post, and it's the paper that I used to work for. And, of course, we were a huge sports paper. And it's heartbreaking. It's the date, March 12th, 2020. And with a black background and white letters, it says, the day sports stopped. The day sports ended.
Now, in response to that caller, it could still come back. I mean, we hope. I mean, who knows?
Well, I mean, this year, I don't really think so. Do you?
You think it's done, the NBA, this year?
I mean, I do.
Really? See, I'm not there yet.
Really?
I mean, I don't know, unless there's this huge quarantine and...
So I think we're headed to that.
I don't know. Like, I could still see them, like, if it's May, I mean, May's still a month and a half from now. They go, all right, playoffs start today. They forget the rest of the regular season. They just go right into the playoffs.
Here's the problem. You're going to have to somehow have this thing free and allow people to gather.
Right.
And you have to feel 100% confident.
Or you start without fans.
No, you won't do that.
Okay.
They're not going to do that. See, the problem is that to get it restarted is going to be a true undertaking.
It's going to take a while. The other thing with baseball...
So if it goes a while, I think it ends. Like, listen to me. I never thought that there's no way in the world that baseball would cancel a World Series.
Right.
And I saw it. I covered it. It was done.
The other thing people have to realize for baseball is they're not just going to start right away. Right? Like, think about the pitchers who need to get their arms stretched out again. I know they're still going to kind of keep workouts open for them, but it's not the same. It's not the same schedule that they would be on during spring training. So baseball, I mean, this thing, let's just say it's clear 30 days from now. They would still need another 2-3 weeks to get ready. Right? Like, they can't just start right away, baseball.
No, it's the same way. When I covered that strike that year, I told you August 13th. I'll never forget it. Or August 12th, wherever it was, that it was like, it was it, the last game of baseball. Phillies and Mets. I told you I was on the bus with the Mets.
Yep.
And so it ends, right? And you're thinking it's going to be a couple of weeks. The guys were joking. They had cases of beer. Everybody was drinking beers, hanging out. And then the next thing you know, they canceled the season. Nobody thought that they would cancel the season. Then all of a sudden, they canceled the World Series. The World Series done. that next year was the scab team. Yeah. I played for the Mets scab team, messing around.
Did you
write
really?
About it? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was writing about the Mets scab team.
That's awesome.
And I was friendly with, you know, whatever. But it was like one of those, like, wow, you know, they're getting a bunch of Joes, barstool guys to hang around. So then the real guys came out, and they had to go for an extended spring training. And the season that year, I mean, it didn't start. It had to start sometime end of April, May.
Wow.
I got to go back and check. We can look at it. See when the 1995 season began. Because it was late. And I want to say at least middle to end of April when the big leaguers started. It had to start late. So at least that's my memory. It's a long time ago. But I they're going to need spring training. They're going to have to change that whole thing.
Philly's first game that year was April 26th.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, this is a person that's pointing out the obvious. Don't you think they should suspend bridge tolls? You know, money's dirty. People pass money to one another. They may or may not have the virus. You got the Garden State Parkway. You know, you got the Atlantic City Expressway. I mean, come on. Come on, government. Get your shit together.
I mean, it's funny. I said this yesterday because as I'm coming over the Walt Whitman Bridge, and I'm seeing certain guys, like, I give my $5, and I go, oh, man, no gloves. You're handling money. I agree. I think that they ought to just make that Port Authority. Listen, they have made up. God only knows the money. I know it's expensive to do repairs on the bridge. I know the upkeep for it. But come on. They got to allow free entry now. This is some serious stuff. Go ahead.
Due to the global state of affairs, I'm offering a proxy to temporarily change this segment from Bring the Heat to Bring the Humor. It's a grave situation, my brothers, but with God, family, and humor, we shall persevere. We always did. We always will.
Yes, and I think it's a great message that you said. And I think we should keep this line and make it fun and make it, listen, it's about gallows humor. It's always been that. From the test of time, life was always tough, a lot tougher than we have it. All right? You know, our ancestors, I mean, you want to talk about a tough life.
Oh, yeah.
Life in this country, you reference the Spanish flu epidemic in 1910, 1912. Imagine what life was like back then.
Yeah.
How hard life was like.
I mean,
we're worried about, you know, ramen noodles. You know what I'm saying?
We're lucky enough to be able to call
a
doctor
paper.
And put the doctor on the air.
Right.
So that you could then also take calls to ask the doctor questions.
Exactly.
That wasn't happening back then.
Exactly. I just got pistachio nuts from the vending machine. Which is a great item, by the way.
I do like the pistachio nut.
And in a quarantine, in a house quarantine, you know, some people might call it house arrest. In a house quarantine, you know, the pistachio nut's a good item.
Flyers are playing great, and now the NBA canceled the season because of coronavirus. Of course, this happens this year when the Flyers are playing good.
I know.
I have a bad feeling the NHL is right behind them.
That must have been from yesterday because, yes, they were on the heels and they should have never have been in question. You know, come on. But, I thought about that. The good news for the Flyers is that their team is young. It's peppered with talented youth. And they're going to come back. And even if they cancel this season, they're legitimate.
Do you want to get back to a normal life for one call?
Yeah, go ahead.
The last one.
Get Elton Brand, Brett Brown, and that whole front office out of here. I'm done. I can't do this for another year of this drama BS. I just want to watch basketball.
Sixers are self-quarantined, by the way. Pistons had played the Jazz earlier, and of course the Jazz were Gobert and Donovan Mitchell both test positive. There was talk about the Pistons and being worried. Well, the Sixers encountered the Pistons, and I urge you, I think I know where the Pistons stayed. Their hotel, I urge everybody at that hotel to make sure that you get, you clean that down. Get everybody tested. Just in case. That's how this thing spreads.
Well, especially Gobert's room. He stuck around in his room. He didn't do shoot around.
Well, yeah, Gobert.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm thinking, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Confused.
The Jazz played the, follow it. Jazz play the Pistons. Pistons come here.
Right.
Yeah.
So if somebody from Oklahoma City's listening, whatever hotel the Jazz stayed at, clean Rudy's room, please.
Burn it. Yeah,
exactly.
You better off burning that stuff. Let's go to Carl on the cell. Carl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
You know, driving around, chilling, you know, checking out Twitter after, you know, at a stoplight only, obviously. I saw a tweet, which is great that David Blitzer and Josh Harris stepped up, you know, for their Devils team up at the Prudential Center, which is a building which I think they own.
Yes.
And it looks like they're going to take care of the employees while they're canceling Devils games and other events at their venue, which is...
That's awesome.
That's a great thing.
I applaud that because we applauded Mark Cuban yesterday for doing that in Dallas at the American Airlines Arena. I thought that was beautiful. So, yeah, I think that's a great thing that those guys are doing.
But my question is this. They have another team down, and they play down in South Philly, and they play the same amount of home games there that the Devils play at the Prudential Center. Have you seen any kind of comments coming from anyone that they're going to look to do the same thing for the event?
Well, they can't do it. Comcast Spectacle owns the Wells Fargo.
Right. They do. But they could still, did $100,000.
By the way, you're right. But also, let me check. Let's see what Comcast is worth. Come on. Right, Carl?
What's that?
What's Comcast worth? What's that stock trading at?
I mean,
Come on, bro.
Take my age and multiply it by like 20.
Yeah, well,
yeah, they're not eating ham.
I mean, my point is that, you know, they can do right by their employees. They don't need, you know, Josh Harris to come in and do that. They're a tenant in the building. To me, the onus falls on whoever owns the building. You have a right to. You should do right by your employees.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, that's I think these big corporations, for the sake of the economy, for the sake of the health, look, they're going to eat billions. Don't get me wrong. They're going to eat billions. You know, Disney shuts down Disney World. They shut down Disneyland. There is film companies that have stopped shooting. There's cruise ship lines that are now filed for bankruptcy. The airline industry is going to get crushed. But if you can, and if it's at all possible, these companies need to make sure and take care of their employees. This way, we don't have mass hysteria from an economic standpoint. We're going to be hurting. We'll probably go into a recession. But, you know, we could mitigate the damage if they step up, these corporations step up, mitigate some of it.
It is a time where everybody's got to come together.
That's right.
Even the you know, the big wigs with a lot of money, you guys
got.
Right.
That's right.
And then, like, we go back to the bring the heat caller, the tolls, the bridge tolls.
Yes.
Like, yeah, well, come on, this is a time where you go, all right.
Right.
Yeah, let's free rides on the bridge.
Yes.
You know, I feel for the people that have to. I mean, there's a lot of debate on the social media websites about paying rent and paying bills, because there's some people that live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, what happens?
Well, right.
Italy is. I read somewhere that
the federal government's got to step in and
right. So Italy doesn't have bills right now. The electric electric's free. Right. And gas is free and all that stuff.
Right. They're going to do the same thing with. You could. I mean, if we have go under a national quarantine, remember that country is under a national quarantine. If we go under a national quarantine, this is where we'll get assistance from the federal government because you have to be able to allow people to live and not worry. You were talking about mass hysteria. All right, let's take a quick TO. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, let's talk about waste management for a second. The great people over at the Bagster and waste management that help us each and every day get rid of the waste and get rid of all the stuff. At some point, life will get back to normalcy, right? We'll get back to normalcy, and we'll be looking to try to clean up, and we'll be looking to clean this whole thing up. Well, that's where the Bagster bag comes in. I love this product in 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag, and it's sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. The amazing thing about the Bagster is that it's a bag, right? You look at it and you go, wow, that thing, how could that thing be a dumpster? And then all of a sudden you open it up and it opens up into a dumpster and holds 3,300 pounds. It's a beast. And it handles every cleanup. It handles your remodeling. You name it. You got it. The best part about it, it's on demand, right? So, you know, you fill it, you buy it, you fill it, and then you schedule pickup when you want, when you can. That's right. The Bagster bag. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with a Bagster dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, 1:30. By the way, we didn't give away the beer.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy day because we've had Dr. Mike on in the questions.
We've got to give away 3 cases of beer, man.
4, because our first caller didn't drink.
Ooh, you didn't drink. All right, call us up now. Hurry up. 610-632-0975. We got beers. We want to give
lots
away
of
some
Labatt Blue and Blue Light. We got 4 cases.
We want to give away 4 cases of beer.
I was going to try to hush it up so I can go grab it, but all right. Thanks, Aunt.
Damn. I would have whacked it out with
you,
too.
Way to go.
That was stupid on my part, right?
Disappointed.
By the way, call of the week was Carlton. He did a good job, and he was the caller of the week with his selfless display of the Flyers-Bruins tickets. Remember, man, doesn't that feel like a forever ago?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Amazing.
That was the last Flyers game we got to see this year.
Yeah.
For the time being, hopefully. Just the time being.
Yeah. So Carlton won the $200 gift certificate to Gold Nugget Jewelers where Philly gets engaged. We didn't do the Bring the Heat sponsor. Of course, we got to tell you about Bring the Heat. We love Bring the Heat. Call us, and I loved our message, which is the message of comedy, message of laughter. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioner. Winter is here, and then spring's here, and it kind of goes back and forth. So listen, your heating system, if it's not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, let's get to the people. Let's go to Chris. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I just wanted to say, you know, it is bad, but I just want you to see, I know you've been thinking about it. You have a lot of friends in the police department and hospitals that have to go in and do this every single day, can get it, get quarantined, go back, get quarantined again. And because I work as a nurse in the city, yeah. So I know what it's like to.
Where are you at, Chris?
I'm at Jeff. And I'm at Bucks County at St. Mary's.
Doing God's work, man.
It's funny how everybody's worried about there being a crowd, but I'm standing in an ACLE right now. There's about 900 people in line.
I know. Everybody's out there. Everybody goes there, that's for sure. Oh, man.
Yeah, they're all getting their eggs, bread, and milk like it's a 40-foot snowstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it might be a 30-day snowstorm.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're doing great work and just, you know, keeping the people informed with Dr. and everybody. So thank you for that. Hey, appreciate
you. You know I got to give you beer.
Good job.
You know that. Listen, you're doing God's work. You know I got to reward you with some beer.
Okay, that's great. I mean, that's phenomenal. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, brother. You got to get some beer. You want a case of Labatt Blue. Pick up a case of Labatt Blue or Blue Lights at Flowertown Beverage, Quakertown Beverage, or Willow Grove Beverage. Got to get some beers, Judas. T. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Will?
What up? What up, Judas? What up, cuz?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, listen. I just want to, give my shout out to all the nurses and doctors out there working countlessly hours and putting in the time to take care of the elder and the sick.
Yes.
Most people don't know, but a lot of people know. And, you know, shout out to the people I work with, too, because we're in and out of hospitals and nursing homes all day. And I got body scanned today, probably five times. So it's a serious thing. They're taking it very serious. And for the people who are worried about, they have a family member in a nursing home, they're doing their job to make sure they're safe. So, if I could tell you, not to worry so much, then not to worry so much. But a lot of people got to get a little educated on this, too, Aunt, because, I was talking to someone today and she, she's like, I got 50 rolls of toilet paper. And I said, well, why do you have 50 rolls of toilet paper? I said, let's be real. I said, if you got the diarrhea, I said, you're going to go from the hopper right to the shower, okay? You're not going to clog up your hopper with all that toilet paper. People aren't thinking, you're not thinking straight because you're seeing other people.
I know, that's crazy. You're right.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know what she told me? She said to me, I got so much toilet paper because I thought they were going to stop making it in China.
Yeah, see, this is where our leaders need to come in because, listen, God bless her, but she's a dope. I mean, I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't want to be mean, but this is why our leaders need to get in front of this stuff because you have a lot of people that, they might not be too bright. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Listen, nothing wrong with that.
She's got no toilet paper
left
until 4th of July.
Right, exactly. And she's not even being, she's not even being a hoarder or whatever. She just doesn't know.
She's going off the paranoid.
And this is where everybody needs to... you can only tell people so many times what the deal is. Again, if it's a quarantine, and look, T-Will, we may get a national quarantine. That may have to happen.
Well, there's a couple restaurants, Aunt, that are actually starting next week that we work through the grapevine from work that are going to be shutting down, too.
Yeah.
So, it's real, man. It's out here and it's real. So, if it is a national quarantine, take heed to what they're saying. Listen to, the information we're getting from the people who have the knowledge.
Exactly.
We should be okay, man.
How are you with beer? You need beer?
Yeah, I always need beer, man.
All right, hold on. You got it. You got to grab, you can also grab some Labatt Blue or Blue Light today at the Huddle Bar, Frontier Saloon. That's a good name. The Frontier Saloon? Sounds like a good name.
I'm in. I'm in the Huddle Bar, too.
Chance in Collegeville or Iceworks Pub. That's cool.
All those places sound awesome.
That sounds good.
By the way, the NBA Players Association has actually informed players of a doomsday provision that could free owners from paying them part of their salaries. So now players are, they could be without pay.
Okay. I have no,
you know, yeah, that's they're a, millionaires.
Whatever. Cares about players.
I just want to let you know. I care about people.
Real people. Not guys that have made more money than.
I just want to let you know.
You know, half of, you know, 10 block radius in West Philadelphia.
Kevin Love did a cool thing yesterday.
I saw that.
And you know what? I'm not a Kevin Love guy.
I thought it was great. He gave $100,000 to the employees of that state, of that arena in Cleveland.
Right. So, and I credit him. And plus, I'm not a big Kevin Love guy because earlier this year he was complaining that he should have been traded and all that stuff. And it's like, dude, you signed you literally signed an extension last summer.
Yeah, I know.
And you're crying about not being traded.
No, he's getting entirely overpaid.
But I give him credit for doing that.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. It really was. Let's go to Rob in West Philly. Robbie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
What's happening, Rob?
Hey, man, I just wanted to ask you a question. As far as this coronavirus, I'm a truck driver. I go back up and down the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Dr. Mike earlier. I listen to y'all every day. I'm a first-time caller. Okay?
Yeah. Welcome, brother.
Thank you. I just want to know, if you think I could take any more precautions besides, you know, the hand sanitizer and the wearing of the gloves? I wear gloves to drive. You think that's a good thing?
Yeah, I think you need to wear gloves. I think you need to protect yourself at all times. Make sure you have that Purell or any kind of hand sanitizer, and make sure you got, you know, you're taking care of yourself. And here's the other thing. You're going from place to place, right? So you got to keep your distance from people.
Okay.
I mean, that's no joke. That's 6 feet away. Yeah. Like, you know, keep your distance from folks.
Because we exchange paperwork, you know, from the loads and everything like that. So,
I know. You know, they can leave the clipboard and you can sign it and then you can leave it back and you can wipe it down. Like, I think you got to take every precaution.
Right. I just want to let y'all know, man. Y'all do a great job, man.
Listen, thanks, brother. I appreciate that. I want to give you some beer. Are you a beer drinker?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hold on. We'll give you some beer. Hold on, my man. You can pick up a case of Labatt Blue or Blue Light at Beer World Roslyn, Gwinnett Beverage, or Beer City Quakertown. All right, we'll come back. I still got one case of beer left. You can't have it, Junis. It's not fair.
I'm stopping by. I'm telling you. I'm stocking up. You never know.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the deal. There's Monkey and the crew coming up at 2 o'clock. The deal is there's going to be something that comes down and there's going to be a national quarantine. I really believe that. And it'll probably be something around 30 days until they can get a handle on it. Remember the idea of it. It's not a panic situation. You know, I mean, think about it. They're going to try to provide as much relief as possible when it comes to financial relief. But you got to think about it like, listen, I'm going to be home and I'll be with my loved ones and we'll be together and we can, you know, watch movies and hunker down. And I think that's the approach. It's not the end of the world. They'll have, you know, they're going to, even if they do a national quarantine, they will have, you know, certain stores open for provisions, which is, you know, food and water and obviously pharmacy. So, you know, they're going to take precautions that way. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back in just a moment. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, a lot of people are asking about takeout and, you know, what we should do. So Doc Mike, first of all, he said a couple things. One, the takeout dramatically risks, it really helps with reducing the risks. I mean, obviously, you're not sitting among a bunch of people. Not that, again, and not that he wants to alarm anybody, but he said, here's the deal. The virus dies in temperature. So, you know, you cook the pizza, there's no virus that's going to be alive in the oven. You know, you cook in the pot of, you know, roast pork, it's going to die, right? And again, let's take the pizza example, because that's what he used. He said, listen, it's fine. You order your pizza, right? Pizza comes. He goes, just do this. Because you don't know, maybe the guy, he was like, it's highly, highly doubtful. However, just to be completely 100% safe, you get the pizza, you put the pizza on a plate, you get rid of the box, you Purell wash your hands. Just God forbid, just in case, and the minute chance that the guy had it and it's on the box. That's it. But, you know, it's fine. You can order your favorite foods. You can order your pizza. Just whatever the container is, you put it in a dish. You get rid of the container. You wash your hands before you eat. We should do that anyway. Right? Boom.
Yes.
And all's good for takeout. All right, what's the final poll of the day?
Of course, on at 975 middays, it was like a light in the mood poll. What are you going to do during the most? What are you going to do to pass most of your time without sports? The majority of people said watch new shows and new movies. Old shows and old movies came in second. The writing option came in third, and a lot of people responded with play video games. So I'm sure if we had that as one of the options, that would be pretty high as well.
Yeah,
but I like, you know, I mentioned it earlier, Bill Strobel saying he's going to paint and draw, and that kind of stuff is good. Keep the mind moving. Johnny Barr says, I'm going to binge the following shows, and I want to get your order here.
Yeah, we'll talk about it too. Yeah, Kim.
He goes, Better Call Saul, which I'm actually watching right now.
It's a great show.
Hunters.
Especially if you were a... You got to do Saul. If you're a Breaking Bad fan, you got to do Saul, and it gets increasingly better.
Oh yeah, I'm on the current season right now. So I'm watching like the reruns from AMC. It's awesome. It's become I didn't really like season one. It's become a really good show. But Better Call Saul, Hunters, and then he said maybe even binge Seinfeld from the beginning. So what's your order there out of those three?
So what is it? It's Saul,
Hunters, which is what you're on right now, and then Seinfeld from the beginning.
I mean, Saul's good. And Hunters, I haven't finished Hunters.
Right.
It's really good. I mean, it's fun.
Seinfeld would be the good background noise. Like, the Phillies would be background noise.
Yeah.
Seinfeld would be the background
noise. What you can do is you can do Seinfeld from the beginning and then do Curb from the beginning. That's a lot of fun. Same humor.
It helps lighten up the mood.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. I mean, if you haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm... Watch it. It's from the beginning. It's funny as anything. It's all Get Out. It's great. It really is. What's our poll sponsor, bro?
It's Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's right.
You know who can keep your wife comfortable this season?
Cans can.
Damn right they can.
That's it, man.
With up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system, visit MarvityCans.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system.
All right, I want to give away. Let me get Keith up here. Keith, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Keith. Hey, Keith.
Oh, sorry. all right, so I know I'm a little late on this topic, but I got to switch it up a little bit.
Sure.
I just can't wrap my head around why the Phillies couldn't pay JT Realmuto what he was asking for.
I love it. I know. I mean, listen, I know it's protocol. And again, it's called protocol. And there's a reason why there's arbitrations in place. But I agree with you. I don't know. What the hell are you thinking?
For goodwill.
Right, exactly. Just to make him feel good. In fact, I would just sign him to a long-term deal and be done with it.
Well, that'd be ideal, but...
It's not like you don't have the money, right? Because prior to the Harper signing, they went years where their payroll was dramatically low.
Right, right.
You know, but again, you need a great steward. And I don't think they have a steward. I think they have a stooge.
It just doesn't make sense not locking up the best player.
I agree with you, Keith. Listen, I want to give you some beer.
Absolutely.
My man, hold on. You can grab some Labatt Blue or Blue Light at Barnaby's in Havertown, Barnaby's in Aston, or Barnaby's in Westchester. How about that, Judas?
That's
good. All right. Now, again, there's been a lot of stuff going on. It's happened quickly. My guess is by next week, by Monday, we're going to have even more changes. I'd make provisions because I think at some point by Monday, if not early next week, that all the kids are going to be home from school. Right? I think there's going to be a lot of changes by here and by this time and then through the weekend and by early next week. Just remember, be smart. Don't do anything stupid. Remember to have each other's back. If there's any time where we all need to come together and we all need to feel good about each other, it's now. Have each other's backs. Just please remember that. Mikey Miss is coming up. Nat, Tyrone. Don't forget the handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, conditions. For more information, you can visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, Tunis, you will be home. What are you binge watching?
I'm going to finish Better Call Saul.
Right.
Or what's left in season 5 so far. And I don't know, I'll play some more NBA 2K17.
Nice.
Put some more props out for the people.
Oh, I didn't get to say that.
Yeah, we'll get to it next week.
Actually, we're going to need that. We're going to...
I'll set some lines.
We need that. That's going to be fun. Well, listen, we'll keep it going. We'll keep it light. And we might have some sports motifs in the middle of all your own stuff. But remember, you can always reach us Twitter and Instagram and then hang out with us. And then we'll get through this. Just be positive, everyone, right? Be smart and be positive. And thanks for listening, as always, and we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.